This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says that I can have. Tonight, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind is alert. My heart is receptive. I'll not leave the same as I came in Jesus' name. And every time I come to Church on the Rock, my faith, my life gets stronger and stronger. Amen. Give the Lord a Wednesday night other shout. Thank you, Lord. We shout unto the Lord. You know it's scriptural to shout, right? And you know what happened with the walls of Jericho when they gave a shout? Those walls came tumbling down. Amen. Open your Bible tonight to Daniel, the book of Daniel, chapter 6, Old Testament, right after Ezekiel. Daniel chapter 6. Tonight I want to end the series on how to help our kids stand out and succeed in life. How to help our kids bring the best out of them. Now, last week I talked to you about, I gave you four A's on how to bring the best out of our kids. One was acceptance. Number two was attention. Number three was affection. And number four was affirmation. I'll give those to you again for those of you who weren't here. You can get it free. Go to our website, the podcast, How to Bring the Best Out in Your Kids. Last week was acceptance, attention, affection, and affirmation. Tonight I want to talk to you about how to help our kids stand out and be successful in life. I want to talk to you about how to develop an excellent spirit in our kids. How to develop and show them how to develop an excellent spirit and what that looks like in our kids. And our example is Daniel. You all remember the story of Daniel? In the Bible, he was a teenager, right? He was ripped out from his family and his home and his heritage and taken as a captive into another land. And what happened? You know, God favored him, didn't he? And he got promoted from a slave to second in command of that whole community, nation, country. And so he went from nothing to top, but because of an excellent spirit. So let's look at it. Daniel chapter 6, and we're going to look at verse 3 and 4 in different translations. This man, Daniel, distinguished himself among the other officials because there was an extraordinary spirit in him. The thing the king thought about putting him in charge of the whole kingdom, next verse. So the other officials tried to find something to accuse Daniel of in his duties for the kingdom, but they couldn't find anything wrong in him because he was, don't forget this, trustworthy. No error or fault could be found in him. Let's look at it again in another translation. I think we have two or three translations. Let's go back to Daniel 6, verse 3, NIV. Now, Daniel was so distinguished himself among the administrators by his exceptional what? Qualities. Exceptional what? Qualities. That the king planned to set him over all the kingdoms. So tonight we're going to look at qualities that we want to make sure that we're training and teaching our children to have so they'll stand out and be successful in what God's called them to do. Next verse, verse 4. And the administrators tried to find grounds for charges against Daniel in his conduct of government affairs, but they were unable to do so. They could find no corruption because he was trustworthy, neither corrupt or negligent. Let's go back to Daniel 6, verse 3. I think we have one more translation we want to look at, the Message. But Daniel, brimming with a spirit and intelligence so completely outclassed. Man, don't you want your kids and your grandkids to outclass all the other kids? Sure we do. We want them to stand out, be extraordinary, be exceptional in their qualities and their character. We want them to stand out and be successful, just like Daniel was. Brimming with spirit and intelligence, so completely outclassed the other governors that the king decided to put him in charge of the whole kingdom. Next verse. the regents and governors got together to find a scandal or a skeleton in Daniel's life they could use against him, but they couldn't dig up anything. He was totally an example, and he was trustworthy. They could find no evidence of negligence or misconduct. Isn't that amazing? And you know, here at church, you know, we're for your kids and we're for your grandkids, and we want them to stand out and we want them to be successful. And we've done everything we know to do in the last 3 days. Let me give you a clip of what happened.
You set my feet to dancing. Now I'm forever yours. And you are mine now. Riding wild, throwing chains off in freedom. Lord, you saved us. Saved us. Free to shout of your name and your glory. Before you, Jesus. Jesus. Riding wild.
Today was amazing. Day one of Summer Blast here at Church on the Rock. We learned that Jesus is the ultimate leader and how he started with just 12 people, but his mission is to change the world. Today was day two of Camp Wanna Be Alita. We learned that leaders put others first. That Jesus, even though he was the King of Kings, he didn't come to be served, but to serve others.
Today in our third day of Summer Blast, we learned that leaders make a difference. So it doesn't matter how big or small you are, you can still make a difference in the lives of others.
Isn't that awesome? Wow. And you know, when they give altar calls and you see those guys raise their hands, isn't that amazing? And we actually had some daycares, actually brought the whole daycare for children to VBS and Summer Blast here at your church. We love your kids, amen, and we love your grandkids. They are a blessing. Thanks, Pastor, for reminding us. Yeah, they are a blessing. They're an assignment. They're an arrow. Remember last Wednesday night, amen. And I want to talk to you tonight about how to help them be exceptional and outclass and stand out and be a success. So we're looking at the life of Daniel. I'm going to give you four words tonight. They all start with the letter R so we can better remember them. But this is what makes up an excellent spirit that Daniel had. And these are things that we want to make sure that we teach and train our kids and our grandkids and kids that we're blessed to mentor or coach. Number one is we want to teach them to be respectful. Respectful. Can you say that with me? Respectful. Now listen very carefully. As we teach our kids and grandkids, and those kids we're coaching to be respectful, they're going to stand out. Because our world is full of rude, not respect. And so if you want your child or your grandchild or the children you're impacting to stand out and be successful, we see it in the life of Daniel, is we just need to teach them to be respectful. Because if you're respectful, you will stand out, because the majority of the world today is very rude. Now, what should we be respectful of? How should we teach them? What should we show them? Some real practical ideas, but let me give you a couple scriptures first. First Peter chapter 2 and verse 17. Respect some people. Well, come on now. Respect who? Oh, yeah. So white people and black people and brown people, come on. And old people and young people and people of different ethnic backgrounds, we're to respect everyone. We're to teach our children and grandchildren to be respectful. If they want to outclass everybody else, they want to stand out and be successful, we want to teach them how you show respect. The Bible says, respect everyone and love the family of believers, fear God, and respect. The king would be the president. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen. Because we want the blessing of the Lord on our parenting. Yeah? And our grandparenting. So that's what that says. Ephesians 6, let's look at that. Ephesians 6, verse 1 and 2. Children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord, for this is the right thing to do. Next verse. Honor your father and mother. What is that? That's respect. And you know what? This is the only one with a promise. This is the first commandment with a promise. It says, this is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, respect them, things will go well for you. Well there means you'll be prosperous. Live a full and satisfied life. If we want our kids and our grandkids to outclass everybody else, to stand out and be successful, to live a long, blessed, full, satisfied life, then we want to teach them how to show respect and how to be respectful to everyone they meet, and they'll stand out because the majority is rude. So what areas does the Bible say that we should teach them to show respect in? Now, there's a whole bunch more than this, but we've got time for just a few. Number one, we want to teach our children, train our children, grandchildren to respect God's word. To respect God's word. You know, God's word is God-breathed, right? I'm thinking of Summer Blast, and you saw all those balls that were blown up, you know, that they played with, and a whole team of people blew those balls up on Tuesday afternoon. And you know, when they were blowing those balls up, they were breathing into them, right? And when they were breathing into them, do you actually know their DNA went inside those balloons? Their DNA with their breath? Okay, so the Bible says that the book you hold in your hand, or the whatever you have in your hand, iPad, I don't know about that, but iPod, but the Bible is God-breathed. That's what sets it apart from any other book. What does that mean? The DNA of God. God breathed this book. The DNA of God, like when they breathed into those balloons and those balls, the DNA, whoever breathed into it, went inside that. It was breathed by them. Well, this book is God-breathed, so that's why it's different than any other book, because it actually has the DNA of God in this book you hold in your lap. So we want to teach our kids, you know, and the team did that this week, that's for sure. Boy, how to confess God's word. So we want to teach them how to respect God's word. I remember when I went to college, you know, one of the first one of the first classes I had to take was New Testament survey. And the lady who gave it, she was a wonderful elderly lady. She's a retired missionary. And she told us right off the bat, she goes, if I see any of you guys with the Bible on the dash of your car or the Bible on the floorboard of your car, you're going to automatically flunk this class. Right off the bat, first session, what was she saying? I want you to respect God's word. Okay? So, number one, we want to teach our kids, if we want them to outclass everybody else, stand out, be successful, how to show respect to God's word. Number two, to their parents. We just looked at that. Number three, we want to show them how they are to respect one another. One another. I'm just going through these quickly, but how to respect. The Bible talks about we're to respect older people. We're to respect unbelievers. Did you know that? Unbelievers. We're to respect the poor, aren't we, church? Those who have pity on the poor, God pays a great interest on that. So we're to teach them to respect leaders in the church, right? Leaders in the church. So respect God's word, to respect parents, to respect leaders in the church, to respect one another in the body of Christ, to respect older people, to respect unbelievers. The list goes on. There's like 30 or 40 if you look them up. To respect the poor and to respect those in authority. Respect those in authority. That would be their school teacher, right? That would be the police officer. That would be those in government positions. That would be those that they work for as they're growing up. And if we want them to outclass everybody else, a spirit of excellence, be extraordinary, win in life, stand out and succeed, we've got to teach them how to be and show respect. For them, you want to teach them that when they're talking to people, look them in the eye. Smile. Put down the cell phone. You know, I love Gene because if I'm walking through the lobby and Gene sees anybody, teenagers, on their cell phone, and I'll walk up to them and they will look at me like the cell phone, Gene just kind of helps them out putting that cell phone down. I thought, Gene's teaching them respect. Amen. R-E-S-E-P-T. Wow, man. Aretha. Hallelujah. Okay. So that's so good. So we want to teach them how to be respectful. And then number two, and you say that seems so simple, but everybody, you all know this, the world's so rude. If you're just nice to people, you'll stand out. And it'll open doors and give you favor. Number two is teach them how to be reliable. Reliable. Now, you say, Pastor, I don't see the word reliable. Well, you saw it in those translations there. And the word reliable in the Bible is faithful. Being faithful. So we want to teach and train our children how to be reliable, to tell the truth, to keep their word, to keep the word, tell the truth. You see, Pastor, is that a big deal? It is today. Oh, I'll be at your house to do such and such on Thursday at 2. Thursday comes, you don't see them. Come on, somebody. I mean, if we just teach our kids to be reliable, just be reliable, just be there when you say you're going to be there, just do what you say you're going to do. Just tell the truth. Just be honest and reliable and trustworthy and faithful. Man, they'll outclass most people today. They'll stand out and they'll be successful. So let's look at it. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 6 and 7. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 6 and 7. It says, there are many who say, you can trust me. But can they really be trusted? Now, you know, I could be really ornery tonight, but I'm going to be nice. I could really say, if I'm an usher and I'm supposed to be ushering, if I'm in children or youth or wherever that I'm serving on the dream team, and I call everybody at 5 till 4 service. See, I said that was going to go over. I'm going to be real nice. Amen. But, you know, if I want the blessing of God on my life, I've got to be reliable. I've got to be trustworthy. If I can't make it, I'm going to find somebody who can do it for me ahead of time. Right? Or if I can't make it, I'm going to call them and tell them I'm going to be late. But not 5 minutes before I'm going to be late. Okay? So if we want our kids to outclass everybody else, if we want them to have a full, satisfied, blessed life, if we want them to stand out, just show respect and don't be rude and they'll stand out. Just be reliable, trustworthy, and they'll stand out because so many people today, you can't trust their word. So look what verse 7 says. Verse 7, good people live right. And if I'm a good person living right, God's going to bless what? My children. Good people live right. God blesses their children who follow their what? One of the greatest ways we can teach and train our children and grandchildren to be respectful, number two, to be reliable, is for us to be that. Zig Ziglar has a great book. Zig Ziglar has a great book on raising positive kids in a negative world. Raising positive kids in a negative world by Zig Ziglar. And he says in that book, the greatest motivation for a parent to a child or a grandparent is example. They're going to do what we do. Amen, church. So, number one, what was it? I forgot already. Respectful. Number two is reliable. And number three is resourceful. Resourceful. What does that mean? Teaching our kids to make the most out of what they have instead of complaining or whining or griping about what they don't have. Teaching our kids to be resourceful, or teaching them not only to make the most of what they have, but also to be a problem solver. To solve problems. If we can teach our kids when they're little to solve a problem, man, they're on their road to success. Going to have a witness in the house. Who am I going to promote? Not problem makers. Who am I going to promote? Problem solvers. Who am I going to promote? Not those who say, well, if I had that and I had this and I had that and I had this and I had that, I could do a better job, Pastor. Now, I'm not going to promote those people. I'm going to promote those who make the most out of what they have. So if we'll teach them to be resourceful, teach them to be problem solvers, teach them to look at things and figure out a way when others can't find the way, they'll outclass everybody else, they'll stand out, and they'll be successful. Let me give you another scripture for that. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 12. Philippians 4 and verse 12. Look what it says. In fact, can we read this together on the count of three? Can we do it? One, two, three. Whoa, stop just a second. The Apostle Paul says, I know how to live on diddly squat, right? I know how to live. What is he? Resourceful. What is he? Not waiting for something to be a success. He's making lemonade out of his lemons. He's making milkshake out of his milk. Amen? So, okay, let's go. Let's start again, all right? Sorry I interrupted you, but it's so good. One, two, three. You know, if we reward our complaining with our kids and our grandkids, boy, that's going to cause them to be stuck in life, looked over in life. If we reward whining and complaining and pouting and making excuses, you know, we're only, what are we doing? We're destroying their life. Amen? If we want them to succeed, and we do, and stand out, be exceptional, extraordinary, have an excellent spirit, then we got to show them how to be respectful, reliable, and resourceful, how to learn how to make the most of what they have, how to celebrate what they have, how to rejoice with what they have, how to steward what they have, how to look at things and see the glass half full and not half empty. Praise the Lord. Am I helping anybody tonight? Because you know, oh, Pastor, this is so simple. Not today, it isn't. Because most people are problem makers. They're whiners. They're complainers. They're negative. They tell you why it won't work, why it can't work. If we teach our kids to look at things and solve problems, oh my goodness, they're going to take care of you in retirement. Amen, 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 amen. All right, number four is to be resilient. Josh put these up for us. Isn't that nice? Resilient. Respectful, reliable, resourceful, resilient. Teach them to be resilient. Let me give you a couple scriptures on that. Romans chapter 5 and verse 3. Romans 5 and verse 3. We can rejoice too when we run into problems. We've got to teach our children how to handle problems and our grandchildren. How do you handle problems? Do you quit when it gets hard? Do you give up when it's difficult? Do you give up when people are against you, when pressure against you, problems coming at you? We got to teach them to be resilient, right? Resilient, right? So he says here again, we can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know. Oh, that's huge. For we know. What do you know? You see, teaching your children the right perspective on problems, difficulties, and pressure and challenges, because they will have them, teaching them how to respond to them, how to control their emotions, how to rejoice and not pout, how to rejoice and not complain. Am I helping anybody tonight? Oh my goodness, you know, doing this, our kids are going to stand out, because most kids whine and pout and complain. And if we teach them how to be resilient, how to learn from failure, and that they're not a failure because they failed, and that the road to success is filled with failure. How do you deal with failure? How do you deal with disappointment? How do you deal with delays? How do you deal with dream busters? You got to be resilient. You got to get up. The righteous person falls, but we get up again, and we don't give up. Oh, my goodness. Your kids will stand out. We can rejoice, too, when we run into problems, for we know. What do we know? You have the right perspective. You have the right perspective. Teach our kids and our grandkids and those that we're coaching, problems will come. But if you have the right perspective, that if you respond correctly, they're going to make you bigger, larger, greater. You're going to solve those problems. You're going to stand out, and you're going to be a success. You're not going to be average. You're going to outclass everybody else in Jesus' name for the glory of God. You're going to be the head and not the tail out in the marketplace in whatever you do. Because you know something. You know they help us develop. And another word in the Bible, you won't find resilience, but you'll find endurance. The word in the Bible to be resilient or to have resilience is the word endurance. And if we don't know how to endure, we'll never finish our race. We'll never fulfill God's plan for our life, because God's plan for our life is full of obstacles. That's why we're fighting the good fight of faith on the weekend at Church on the Rock. All right, they help develop us for endurance. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, as the team comes out. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. The first one was what? Respectful. The second one was reliable. The third one is resourceful. And the fourth one is to be resilient. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8 and 9. We are pressed on every side by trouble, but we are not crushed. Boy, that's the attitude, right? We are surrounded, but we're not given up. We're not crushed. We are perplexed, but we are not driven to despair. Verse 9. What's he talking about? How to handle, how to respond, how to react. It's not what happens to us. It's how we respond to it. Got to teach our kids and grandkids that. We are hunted down, but we are never abandoned by God. We teach our kids, God is for you. God will never leave you in the midst of a trial, a test, a problem, a challenge, an obstacle, a rough season. Remember, God is for you. Well, that's what we got all over our church, right? We are hunted down, but we're never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed.